Of course, we know that in Parshas Beshalach, we have Shiras Hayam and Az Yashir. And although the Shira happens in the fourth Aliyah, we actually have to go back to the third Aliyah to understand the impetus, the need, the desire to sing a Shira that was unique, that had never been sung before until this moment. As the Jews are sitting there at the banks of the Yamsav, they think it's all over. All of this buildup and the Makos and the redemption, it's going to end. The Yamsav is in front of them. The Egyptian army is coming closer and closer. Their chariots are racing towards the Jewish people. Moshe Rabbeinu lifts his eyes upwards and begins to daven for divine assistance. And Hashem responds, Vayomer Hashem matitzak elai. Why are you davening to me? Daber b'nei Yisrael v'yisau. What does this mean? What else should Moshe do? Isn't that the most instinctive spiritual response? Something is wrong. Something is happening. We turn heavenward and we daven with all of our heart. Explains the Meshech Chachma Meir Simcha Kohen of Divinsk that until this moment, the Jews had followed Moshe like a sheep following a shepherd. Despite the fact that they had often doubted Moshe's ability, as it happens in the end of Shemos, at the end of the day, he was their shepherd. They believed in him and they were going to follow him into the sea. So Hashem turns to Moshe and says, they've already demonstrated their willingness to follow you out of Mitzrayim. They've already demonstrated they're going to listen to you. But now, matitzak elai, why are you davening, Moshe? It's not the lack of tefillah that is holding up this process. Daber el b'nei Yisrael v'yisau. Tell them they have to go. Tell them that you'll follow them. Daber el b'nei Yisrael v'yisau. HaKadosh Baruch Hu explains to Moshe, I need this nation to exhibit initiative, to go on their own, to take a step forward, to be involved in this process. Once they do that, v'yisau, they have to do something. And that's what Shira is. And this Shira was not sung before. Explains Rabbi Aaron Soloveitcher de Chatzalik Devracha that Shira is appropriate when you attain a victory. And you can only be a victor when you participated actively in that struggle. So Shira was not sung earlier, even though they had done unbelievable things. HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed makos of epic proportions. But it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shira is the culmination of man's work and struggle. After they were led to the Yamsav, they sang Shira because they had harnessed their inner amunah to go ahead. And this is what we talk about, Nachshon ben Aminadav, going into the Yamsav. That amunah that he had to be the victor, to do something on his own. And that's the Shira Chadasha. That's the new Shira that they sang because they were involved in that process. So Hashem says, Moshe, no more davening. Now it's time for action. Now it's time to be more involved and engaged in this process. And that's the unique Shira, explains of Aaron Soloveitchik. When Hashem says, Daber al b'nei Yisrael v'yisau, go, do it. And once they get in, once they show that initiative, that Shira, that it's appropriate to sing because that's a Shira of active engagement.